We back, baby. Episode 2.
What's going on, everybody? We're the Burn Down. I'm Justin. That's Eric.
I'm Eric.
So today we're going to be talking about, first topic is Cubans versus non-Cubans. So why don't you tell them what we're smoking today? I mean, you brought them, you tell them, baby.
Yeah, what's the hype? Is the hype really real? I mean...
Yeah, I mean, a lot of people have been talking about, you know, first thing you hear when you start smoking cigars is Cubans. And I've even had people that don't smoke cigars, but they know I do. They ask me, oh, you ever had a Cuban?
Same.
Right? And it's like, I don't know. What do you think? Do you think, are you think you're all hype? Or you think that they really, they have something to offer?
I don't know. Maybe today will persuade me a little bit more. I mean, we're smoking a nice, well, I'm smoking a nice Monte Cristo Open Eagle. Over here we got, what is that, a Cohiba for Justin?
Yeah, what'd you get?
But,
oh, is this the Exquisitos?
Exactly what it is. Good find, my friend.
Boom, baby. Boom.
But,
boom.
Boom. But I don't really know. I don't, to me, honestly, I don't really know if there's a huge difference. I know most of the Cubans I do smoke, it's always smooth. It's always, not light, but I don't feel like I have something in the back of my throat. I don't feel like I'm like, ah.
Yeah, they have a very distinct,
you know what I mean,
smell and flavor.
Yeah.
I mean, for one, it's interesting. They almost smell like shit. You know, they smell like dirt. Mm. They smell very earthy. But if they smell like that, then you know you really got a good one. Some of the other ones, if they smell almost too good, it's kind of too good to be true.
For sure.
At least that's what I found. But I here's the way I think about it. I've had Cubans that are really good, and then I've also had Cubans that aren't that good, that aren't worth the money. So it's kind of hit or miss. I mean, I can find plenty of non-Cubans that are just as good, if not better, and half the price. But then on a flip side is I've had some Cubans that are fantastic, that are just phenomenal smoke.
Yeah, I hear you.
Right? Like a Siglo 6, right? I've had, they're phenomenal, right? Or some of the Series D. Those are phenomenal. But then I've had some other ones that are like, eh, the draw's not that great. Or, but I guess it's just like any other smoke.
Having a little trouble here with my lighter, sorry.
It's a hit or miss, right? So today we're going to smoke, I have the Cohiba Exquisitos, courtesy of Eric. Thank you very much. This is 2 weeks in a row you brought me something good, man.
I'm the best. What do you want me to do?
Dude, and you brought us something. What'd you bring to drink here?
Oh, we got a little, what I like to call, transparent whiskey. Oh, yeah. Kansas Clean Distillery.
Yeah, baby.
Yeah, baby. You know what it is. So, but, yeah, it's good stuff.
So let me, I'm excited for it. So let me light. I'll pour you here. Out. You light. Did you light up?
Yeah, I just did. Pour it out. We sparking it out. We talking it out. We burning it down, baby.
No, we didn't even say that, man.
Well, we just did.
Didn't even say that.
We just did. We sparking it up. We talking it out. And we're burning it down, baby. And now we're drinking it down. Summer 2019. Live it up. Drink it down.
Drinking it down. I got to remember that if I'm leaning forward, I can't just talk and...
I know. We're not used to
it. I got to actually be into the mic.
We're not used to it yet.
Yo, this is episode 2. I think it's going to take us a few episodes to get into it, right? All right, so you got your Cuban up.
But, I mean, I don't know if really the hype is real. Like, I'm not a huge Cuban smoker.
Neither am I.
I've had a bunch, but I think there's so many good non-Cubans out there that I really don't see the difference. And maybe that's just me being me, but I don't know. I'd like to hear some other thoughts about it, but they seem... No better than any non-Cuban. I mean, I smoked a lot of Cubans before, or a few Cubans before, and I compare it to like a Liga Privada number 9 or Oliva V Milano, and I think those are better.
So, yeah, like I said, I've had plenty of non-Cubans that are really, really good. I mean, any Padron is fantastic. You know, if you've ever had the Padron 50th, that's one of my favorite cigars of all time. I love that cigar. A lot of the Opus X line. It's fantastic. 20th anniversary, Lost City. If you ever had the BBMF, I don't know if any, very hard to get, but if you had it, if you had the pleasure of smoking, it's fantastic.
Sick.
I mean, that's going to cost you similar to what a Cuban will cost you. That's about $100. But, you know, I've had a Padron 50 will go for, what, $40 to $50. The Opus 20th will go for $40 to $50. Yeah. But then if you even go take a step down from that, there's some other Padrons that are $20, right? So if you're going to get a box of Cubans, and it's going to cost you $1,000. I can get a box of Padrones for half the price. It's going to be a different flavor. It all depends on what you like. Obviously, these tend to be just smooth and earthy.
Very smooth.
Very, very, what's the word? I guess earthy would be the word, but almost like a dirt flavor.
Stop talking about it, bro. Let's light it up.
Yeah, I know. Doing the cold draw here.
These have been aged about a year or so now. I got these when I went to Toronto last year. And there was a, what is it, La Casa de Habano? The Habano?
In Toronto, yeah.
La Casa de Habano? Yeah. And forgot who I met there. Nice gentleman. But I bought a bunch of Cubans. And I realized that there's no more legal or illegal law against Cubans coming into America. So I can bring up to 100 Cubans into America without getting... Or where am I getting searched?
I'd max that out every time.
I mean, I wish I had the money to buy.
If I lived, if I was still up in Rochester, I would go. I'd go over to Toronto. I'd.
Look, it's SD DuPont. You're throwing around like it's garbage.
My bad. You're right. You're right. Hold on. Let me dust this off here. Hold on.
Come on. Give a nice little.
You polish that.
Throwing around like it's a piece of trash.
Hey, hold on. Where's your pocket? Give me a pocket. Let me put that in there.
Put it on something. Yeah. You... Thanks, baby.
So. Yeah, so we're gonna light these up. I mean, right off the bat, it's got a really smooth draw.
Okay.
Usually, yeah. I've had some Cubans that, like, I had the Cohiba Esplendido, which is a little bit longer, and I actually have a few in my humidor inside. And at first, the draw was very, it was tough. It was resistive. It didn't really want to let go, and. After I worked it, I let it get going, maybe about a third of the way in, it started to open up a little bit more, but it was kind of frustrating at first because I really want a nice draw. I don't want to have to wait to get the draw. But this one right off the bat is pretty nice.
Yeah. You know, I can't say everything about Cubans, but again.
What about you guys? Why don't you leave a comment? If you're listening to this on a podcast, drop a comment. Send us an email. It's burndown.mail@gmail.com. I believe the last episode we might have got that reversed, but burndown.mail@gmail.com. If you're watching us on YouTube, leave a comment. What do you think? Cubans versus non-Cubans? Have you had some? What's your take on it?
Good way to get involved, Justin. Good idea.
Dude.
Please let us know. We'd love to know. I'd like to find or speak to some more Cuban enthusiasts to get their point of view because, to me, I'm kind of stuck in the middle. I'm kind of, what's the word? What's the phrase? I'm Switzerland. Is that the when you're like on the middle?
On the fence?
Yeah, on the fence. But they call it they usually call it a country. Because like during the war, there was a country that kind of just stood in the middle.
Oh, I don't know.
What's the phrase? Anyway.
It's like, World War One?
I don't remember, but it's like, oh,
I'm not a big history buff, so I don't know.
Me neither. But it's always a phrase. It's like, oh, you're... I thought it was Switzerland, but what do I know?
Leave a comment if you know that phrase.
You know that phrase too. Dude, let me know.
Let us know because I clearly don't know it.
It's like kind of like not devil's advocate, but yeah, you're on the fence. And I forgot what country it was, but someone's like, "Oh, you're acting like Switzerland," because I guess they never swayed one way.
So, I don't know. I get this fly. It's like
get out of my face.
So so one of the things that I find, so if you're like I said before, I've had people that don't even smoke cigars come up to me and say, "Hey, you ever have Cubans?" So I feel like that's one of the first things that people look for or people seek out when they first start smoking cigars, right? If you're a newbie, people are like, oh, I gotta, you know, you hear Cubans and you start researching Cubans. I gotta try a Cuban. Like, that's what everybody does.
I'm guilty of that.
We've all done it. So, I mean, what would you say are some of your tips for newbie smokers? Like, why don't you, give a few tips for, because I know we've had some guys that are newbie smokers. I've had people DM me all the time on Instagram saying, hey, you have any tips? I'm a new smoker.
Sure.
So what would you give out? What's some advice you'd give to the newbies?
You know, don't always listen to everybody else around you and telling you what you need to smoke and what's the best. You can take recommendations, you can get advice. But when I was first starting out, I would just smoke cigars that people were like, oh, this is the best. And what do you got there?
Stuck to the bottom of the glass.
Yeah. And I didn't enjoy the cigars that people were almost recommending me. And not until I kind of ventured off and tried my own. And then I would do some kind of background on it, kind of Google it and kind of see where it comes from, the history of it. And that's where I would learn more and more about cigars. So when you're first starting out, I would suggest kind of going your own route, kind of figuring out what you like. And, you know, also doing some research before you smoke it. If you have a lot of time on your hands, I'm sure you have a phone or a laptop in front of you, just do a quick Google search, kind of see the history behind it, because a lot of the cigars, there's cool history behind them. You know, there's between the manu, you know, the people who make it, you know, the family-owned tobacco owners, their family history behind it, and history behind the name, the artwork, and it's always interesting.
You find out some neat facts about it.
Absolutely.
I remember this one I found, you know, about the name. Like, sometimes you'll get a name, and you go, where do they come up with that? Or the sizes. A lot of, you know, the typical sizes, Robusto, Toro, Churchill, Lonsdale, right, Panatella, all these sizes are very typical. Figurado, Pyramid, they're all very typical, but then a lot of cigar makers will change it up a bit. They change the name. It'll be a Robusto, but they name it something else.
Sure.
And there could be a reason why they named it something else. And you find that stuff out by researching it, like you said.
Yeah. By the way, you like my socks, bro?
I noticed those, man.
Yeah,
I
see that?
I like those. I'm jealous.
A little whiskey.
A little peanut butter and jelly right now.
And a little cigar. Thought it would be fitful for the
peanut
occasion.
Peanut butter and jealous.
Get used to it, man.
I just have the polka dot. Well, I don't know if they're polka. I don't know. The blue dots. I don't fucking know, man.
Socks.
I get a box of socks. You get on. They just show up and I just wear them.
I have a whole drawer of just funky socks.
Dude, the best thing about funky socks, it's like a side topic right now. Best thing about funky socks, they don't have to match for shit.
Yeah.
They don't have to match at all. I've worn socks. I'll be wearing like a blue suit, right? White shirt. And I'm throwing on the red socks. Or I throw on yellow socks.
Stand out, baby.
And people are like, yo, I love those. Don't have to match at all.
Not at all.
Accessory. Accessorizing. That'll be a topic for another day. Accessorizing for men. I'm a big accessorizer.
I hear you, man. I got the thing, you know, the bracelet.
The thing and the thing and the thing.
But I usually, not all the time, but I usually like, I'll find some kind of color.
Yeah, you're a socks guy. I notice. I keep tabs on you.
People around my job, they love my socks. They always ask me what I'm wearing. So what are you going to do? But some other tips. Do your own, you know, kind of venture off and do your own thing. Do a little bit of background. And I'm trying to think, you know, the experiences that I went through. And don't feel afraid to. Or get intimidated because other people know more or more, you know, more experience. I know when I would first go to a cigar lounge, I kind of was like, you know, hiding in the corner because I see someone over there and they're smoking a cigar. I'm like, oh, they look like they know what they're talking about. You know, they intimidate.
Yeah, you can't be intimidated at all. And don't be afraid to ask questions.
Oh yeah. No.
I mean, everybody in a cigar lounge is friendly. Even the guys that are working there, they know their shit. So don't be afraid to just tell them, hey, listen, I'm very new. I've never smoked this before. And they'll give you something mild to start. Which will be one of my tips would be, if you're brand new, start with mild cigars.
Connecticut wrapper, all that.
Yeah, start with something mild and then work your way up. Because, I mean, I would recommend something like an Oliva. Like, what is that, the Series Series O?
Series O.
Just start with one of those. It's very mild, Connecticut wrapper. There's a My Father H2KCT.
No, My Father Connecticut. My Father CT.
CT, that's what it is, yeah.
You got the Drew Estate,
or an Avo, Avo Classic might be a little bit more of a mild to medium, but I would definitely start with the Connecticut Wrap.
Yeah. What about the Undercrown Shade by Drew Estate?
That's
more mild medium.
More mild medium because it's an Undercrown blend, but it's the shade wrapper,
so it
still has a full blend, but I would definitely recommend starting mild and then working your way up, because if you start full, it's going to be very overpowering. Yeah. It's like if you're not a beer drinker and you start with a double IPA, it's just gonna knock you on your ass and you're not gonna be able to handle it. It might even scare you away from trying other things because it's too strong for your palate. So I would definitely start with something mild.
Definitely overbearing.
So no. A tip that I would say is, when you're lighting your cigar, I see a lot of newbies put it in their mouth and just torch the hell out of it. Don't do that.
Gotta toast that bad boy. Toast it.
One, you're gonna look like an idiot. Okay.
Then you'll get intimidated because everyone's gonna look at you weird.
But what you gotta do is, you have to do what's called toasting the cigar. Is you have to pre-light the foot. So you have the head where your mouth goes and the foot, which is where you light. You have to pre-toast it. And what you're doing is, you're basically warming up the cigar. It's like when you're cooking. You gotta warm up the oven before you put the turkey in.
No doubt.
You know what I'm saying? You gotta warm up the cigar.
Great analogy.
Before you start puffing on. So I would say you toast it and you never put the flame directly onto the foot.
Yep.
You want to keep it, you know, an inch or two away. You don't want the flame to directly touch the cigar because you want to smoke them and char them. You don't want to burn the tobacco because if you burn it, then it's going to taste like shit. At least for the first third of it. So you toast it, right? And then when you get the entire foot of cigar toasted and you see it's burning, the red, it's red with embers, you want to put it up to your mouth and then you want to finish it off. And you should be able to draw a little bit after you toast it. So it should be toasted enough where you can put it to your mouth and draw a little bit and then you want to finish it off. And that's the way you really light a cigar. But I see a lot of guys that are newbies just put it right in their mouth and just torch the fuck out of it. And I go, ugh.
Not
I
up in
just,
here.
I'm even tasting how bad it is from afar because I just, I've been there and I know what it's like.
Not up in here.
Not up in here.
Is that computer all right? Went off. I don't know if that's a problem.
No, it's good.
All right, good. And another one. What about, you don't want to be chopping the whole top of the cigar off when people do that, when they take a whole chunk. I mean, if you have a good cigar, the good cigar roll where you almost make a cap where it's just a, you know, it's a simple circle. You got to find the circle. Just take the blade.
You find the shoulder of it.
Exactly.
So the shoulder, took if you me look a while at the cap, the cap on a cigar, it'll looks like a hat, like a beanie, and it goes up top. And where the bottom of the beanie is, that's the shoulder of the cigar. And you want to cut above the shoulder, right? You want to cut the head off.
It's so satisfying when you just get the cap and you just see it fall. You're like,
yeah. Nice. What's your favorite cut, by the way?
I like to keep it traditional, straight cut. If I'm feeling,
I knew I liked you.
You know, what are you gonna do? That's what I like. And you know, every once in a while, I'll feel a little crazy. I'll get the Colibri V cut out, chomp that bad boy into a V. But I've done a punch cut.
At least it wasn't on my shirt this time.
Again,
it wasn't on my shirt this time. It's a smaller ring gauge. I was leaning. I was going. Right. I was making an effort at least.
Right, yeah, it's not on your jacket, so
on my jacket.
But yeah,
that's another thing too. Don't if it happens to the best of us, okay?
Yeah.
If you're a newbie and you fall on and you ash on yourself, don't worry about it. It's fine.
And it's a dog in here.
Okay, so everybody knows. Come on up. Everybody knows who this is. This is Charlie. And every single time I do videos, I do live videos, she loves to make an appearance. Hi, Charlie. Say hi.
Now she's just chilling.
She's good. She's gonna hang out with us in this video, except until I try not to smoke in front of my dog because it's not fair. I mean, she's tiny as it is, so
Charlie is.
But it's all good.
Video bombing. I love it.
So Charlie, I'm gonna put you away because I don't want you to inhale any of the smoke. It's not fair to you. So you're gonna go back out that way. Okay. What did you do over there?
What kind of coasters you got over here, bro?
You kidding me?
By the way, it's bad luck. We didn't cheers.
What do you mean? Salute.
Cintani.
Dude, this is delicious, man. This is what that clear.
Put this down.
I'm not putting it down either. I just
gave it to my cousin last weekend.
Delicious.
She was like, I need a little kick. I'm like, all right, I got you. And she drank this and she was like, and she loves whiskey apparently, which I found out. And she drank it and she was like, whoa, what is this? I need this. Says the secret stuff. So, but shout out to Kansas Clean Distillery up in Rockland, New York for hooking me up. Thank you. But what else? Yeah, so some other.
What are the tips you got? You got anything else? I mean, the way you got to cut it, the way you light it, don't be worried about being a newbie. Right? Smoke what you enjoy. Smoke what, if you like it, smoke it. It doesn't matter if it's $50 or if it's $5 or if it's $500. That's what you like.
The best cigar is the cigar you're smoking right now.
Amen, bro.
$5, amen. $50, 50 cents, don't really matter. But
50 cent. I've been knowing that man since he was two for a dollar.
Shit.
Who knows where that came from?
I don't.
You ever heard of Ralphie May? May he rest in peace. I think he passed away, actually, but he was funny.
Oh, the big comedian guy.
Big guy, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
He goes, 50 Cent, that's my man. Shit, I've been knowing that son of a bitch since he was two for a dollar. Yeah.
He was hilarious. He was a good guy.
I love it. Anyway, so, mob movies.
Oh, man.
Done. I don't even know where to begin.
We got going an hour and a half for that.
This guy, I might have to be a whole new episode.
Mob movies, bro? What do you want, like top five?
You know what? Why don't we do this? I mean, you and I can go on mob movies for days, okay? We can go on and on and on. You and I both know those are our favorite types of movies.
Yeah.
But we've gotten, and not just one, we've gotten multiple emails or DMs asking, what are some of your favorite mob movies? Now, I think I'm going to broaden the genre a little bit and include not just mob gangster, but maybe crime movies or casino movies, kind of, because it's all the same realm. You know what I'm
saying?
You
do that, I'll stick to the mob movies.
Oh, shit. Okay.
Any kind of mafia-themed movie, I'll stick to that. So, all
right. So, number one, right off the. I have my number one, and then the bottom four are kind of interchangeable. Well,
five, I think it's Donnie Brasco with Johnny Depp.
Oh,
come on, it's Fugazi.
Fugazi. What do you mean? Hey.
What made the movie even better was someone gave me the book about Joe Pistone, who was the FBI agent who was Donnie Brasco, and it was his autobiography about his whole life, and it was sick.
Bro.
And, you know, I never really liked reading books growing up, but not until this last couple of years I started reading a lot. And when people would say, oh, the book's so much better than the movie, I'm like, all right, yeah, doubt it. Yeah, this the book was better than the movie. Because I was reading and I felt like I was, like, in it. And then watching the movie was sweet. So, Donnie Brasco, number four. Come on, man, The Departed.
The Departed. Oh, that's a great one.
Such a sick crew. Leonardo DiCaprio. Matt Damon. You got Jack Nicholson.
Oh, come on.
Come on, man. You kidding me? With that whole scene at the end.
I love that one.
Spoiler, where everyone gets shot and killed.
Citizens? You spell citizens wrong.
Yeah. No tiki, no laundry.
No tiki. Why don't you get over here? I can't say that.
But
you know exactly the line I'm talking about.
I know.
I can't say that one.
But the other one where they're before the FBI boss gets thrown off the roof, and he's like, "We're moving, heavy work." And he's like, "How did you know this address? I didn't tell you this address."
He's lying on the couch, like, "Yeah,
we're moving, heavy work." Those sick Boston accents.
I know.
What is it? What's the song? Dropkick Murphys in the beginning and throughout whole movie. Great movie.
Movie.
But now you want to get really into mafia movies. Number three, I know people probably be like, "Whoa, what is your problem?" But Godfather 2.
Okay. Well, I mean, I know what your number one is. I know what your number one is.
You broke my heart, Fredo. I knew it was you.
I knew it was you.
Godfather 1's really good too, but I mean, you got Don Corleone in number one. So it's always a toss up between one or two. But number three, no shot.
No, it ruined it.
You know, the only part I like in number three is from the infamous from The Sopranos. What was his name?
See that?
Silvio. Have you been keeping up with Sopranos, by the way?
I have not, man.
All right, Silvio
Stranger
Dante.
Stranger Things came out, and I watched the hell out of that.
Silvio Dante in The Sopranos always goes, "Just when I thought it was out."
No, yeah, come on.
Pull me back. That's the only good line from Godfather 3.
Yeah. No, but that's in like the early episodes of Sopranos.
Oh, yeah. It's like, he kind of does it throughout the whole seasons. But anyways. Godfather 2, Godfather 1, that's a toss-up between three. Number two, Bronx Tale.
Hell yeah.
Oh, Calogero, my boy.
Hell yeah.
Come on, Sal Palmateri.
Hell yeah. We got to do something about your name. From now on. You see.
Dude, the soundtrack, all the oldies in there.
I don't want him looking at my kid while he's throwing dice. Put him in the bathroom. Put a towel over his head.
I don't want that mug looking at my money.
Frankie Coffee Cake. I saw that play, actually. So they have a play at the Bronx Tale in Manhattan.
I want to see it.
Saw it when Chaz Palminteri.
What did I say? Sal Palminteri? Yeah, Chaz Palminteri.
It's all right. I saw it when he was doing it. So during Bronx Tales, occasionally he'll actually star in the play whenever he's in town.
Wow.
So my brother-in-law bought me tickets. So my girlfriend and I went, and I didn't know that he would star in it. So we just showed up. It was like a Wednesday. And all of a sudden he comes out on stage. I go, "Oh, shit, that's the guy." And she goes, "What are you talking about?" I said, "That's the guy. Like, he's the guy in the movie."
I don't know his name, but it's the guy.
Like, I could have said she didn't know, but it didn't matter.
Dude, such a good movie. I don't know why that's not on more of people's lists, but you know, when he beats the bikers up, knows you can't.
Oh, that's one. I think that's gotta be one of the greatest lines.
I need like
movie.
A sign like that in my room or something.
Spoken like a true gentleman. Get him a beer. And then he goes, "Now you just can't leave."
Or he throws the trash can on the bunch of bikers. "Watch my car." But yeah, that.
All right, what's your number one, man? It's probably the same as mine.
Come on, it's a given, man. Not just because of all the Goodfellas, obviously.
Oh yeah,
but not just because of the cast. But I like it because of the authenticity.
You read the book too, Lufthansa Heist.
By Henry Hill.
Was that name of the book?
Yeah, it was Daniel Simone and Henry Hill. So Daniel Simone wrote it, and then Henry Hill was giving him all the details about it, and there was like the whole inside scoop behind the Lufthansa Heist, and but Goodfellas is number one, no doubt.
Absolutely, I mean, my favorite movie.
The cinematography. You know, when they go down to the kitchen and they follow them, that one shot all the way through the restaurant, that's sweet. And just the authenticity of it.
Ever since I can remember, I always wanted to be a gangster.
Exactly. The Godfather. Godfather is obviously a classic, but The Godfather, it wasn't as authentic. You know, they obviously had a lot of real points in there, but some of the stuff was a lot of, you know, glitz and glamour that the mafia didn't really be a part of. Goodfellas, from what I understand.
Goodfellas is not only is Goodfellas my favorite mob movie, but it's my favorite movie of all time.
Yeah.
Of anything.
It's when people ask me my top three, Goodfellas is always number one.
Yeah.
Forrest Gump, then Rocky.
Okay. No, that's, I mean, those are great, great fucking movies.
But I'm not going on a tangent about movies.
No, I know. I go on. But no, definitely Goodfellas is, I mean, Karen!
I've been saying that.
Karen!
Before we start talking about this, I've been saying that all week. I'm not even kidding. Why did you do that?
Why did you do that?
That's all we had, 60 grand.
Oh my God.
I've legit sent, it's not because we're talking about it right now. I swear, anyone in my office, I've been saying, why would you do that?
Why would you,
Karen? But so yeah, those are my top five. Now let's change the record in here. Your mafia / crime.
Okay. Well, you already know my number one's Goodfellas. Okay. And I don't know if I have these in order. So I would say number two. I mean, I'm kind of going backwards here because, like I said, I didn't put them in any order.
Yeah, I go from you went least from
five.
To most?
Yeah, I didn't really. I don't really know. So I'm gonna say let's just put number five. So if I did that, I'm going to go. So, okay. Goodfellas, number one. Number two, probably going to go with Scarface.
Hey, take it easy.
Say hello to my little friend. One of my favorite parts in a whole movie.
Tell me.
And my girlfriend and I always talk, we love this, is when he's on the phone and he's talking to, what's his name? His connection down in Colombia.
Yeah.
Forgot his name. But he's talking to a guy, and he goes, we have a little bit of a problem, Tony. And he goes, what's up? He goes, my partners and I are pissed, Tony. He goes, that's okay, no big deal. Such a bold statement to say. That's okay, no big deal.
No big deal. Now, I think my favorite line from the movie is, fuck Esper Gomez and fuck the fucking Diaz brothers. I bury those cockroaches. That is my ultimate.
You know what a hussa is, Frank? It's a pig who don't fly straight.
Oh, what's that thing we do with your tongue?
What did he say? Tony, what about, what's that guy's name after he shoots Frank?
Oh, you want a job? Sure, Tony.
Hey, man, you got a job. This is just a great movie. Yeah. So I'd say, Goodfellas, Scarface, Casino. Casino is
really good. That's
probably these are all movies that I could be sitting on the couch late at night watching TV, just kind of winding down. No It'll doubt. Be like 12:30, and it
comes on. Watching the whole
thing. I guess I'm up till 4. Watching the whole damn thing.
I just watched Goodfellas. Did I watch it yesterday or a couple days ago? I was like, I guess I'm not getting up for 2 hours.
Exactly. Dude, it's fantastic. So, Goodfellas, Scarface, Casino, Bronx Tale is up there. 100%.
No doubt.
Wolf of Wall Street. $22 million in 3 fucking hours.
That is a ultimate motivating. You know, everyone who likes money, like,
I
that movie is like the instant go-to.
It's fantastic.
What are some other good quotes in that
movie? I'm trying. So, now what else? So, I think I even had a list. Did I write it down somewhere? I did write some. Oh.
Look at this guy.
Look at this.
Writing down a list.
Oh, how did I forget this? I mean, Godfather's up there 100%, but we already talked. I was trying to think of some other ones. Blow. Again, these are all like the crime
mob
movies. I kind of feel they all have the same feel, right? But Blow with Johnny Depp.
What do you know about cocaine?
That's a great one. That's a great one. And then The Departed was on here as well. So yeah, we have Goodfellas, Scarface, Casino, Wolf of Wall Street, Bronx Tale, Godfather, Blow, Departed. And then, I mean, the list can go on and on and on.
I mean, that's not like
if you want to throw another one in there, that's kind of, it's not really mobster, but it can kind of go in with the crime, is The Sting. I don't know if you ever heard Sting, watch The Sting. It's an older movie with Paul Newman.
Nah.
I think Robert Redford's in there too. It's about how they set up this guy. He's a very wealthy guy, and they set him up to take all his money, and they plan this big sting, basically. But that's another good one. There's a motorcycle you probably heard in the
asshole.
What a dick!
Fuck with you in the podcast.
I know. I'm trying to film here, and you're riding your bike like that,
cocksucker.
Oh, sorry. Oh, sensor. Beep. So, yeah. So I would say those are some of the movies.
That's solid.
It's a solid list. If anybody, whatever you guys, what about you guys? What's one of some of your favorite mob movies? I don't know if you guys like mob movies, but leave a comment. Send us an email if you listen on podcasts or comment on the podcast.
I feel like if you like a cigar, you have at least like one mob movie.
Yeah.
I mean, cigars are almost like, they kind of go hand in hand with mafia, mob guys. You know, that they're always portrayed with smoking cigars.
Oh, yeah.
Tony Soprano was a huge cigar smoker.
Oh, absolutely. Smoked a cigar in every single episode, I think.
R.I.P. Not every episode. I'd like to. I wish he would. That'd be sick.
That'd be a cool little like Easter egg that you in there.
But if it goes down all-time mafia show or movie, it's The Sopranos, hands down.
Yeah.
Sopranos has, you haven't seen the whole thing, but there's so many
hilarious. Like I said, Stranger Things came out. I started watching that.
Yeah, I know. I watched the first episode yesterday.
Oh, dude, you're in for such a.
Sopranos have so many funny ass one-liners, you know. Oh my god!
Tell me I can go home, fuck your mother, come back, I'm first in line.
No. It was. You're telling me I can go home, fuck your sister, come back the next day, I get in front of the line. Classic. But I got the gym. I was at the gym yesterday. And I watched episode 3, 30 minutes of season 3 highlights, and I was fucking crying. I was working out. Wasn't even motivated. I was like.
But dude, I could just picture you probably on a treadmill with a cigar and a scotch, just watching.
In a perfect world,
let
us know what you like, mafia, crime, whatever. That'd be cool too. We want to get you guys involved. You know, there's some other good mafia movies out there. Probably people like Bugsy. I know it was an older mafia movie about
angels with filthy souls.
Ooh, yeah. Or
it's Angels with, that was the remake, Angel with Filthy Souls. One before that was Angels with Nasty Faces or Angels with Bad Hearts, something like that. I forgot the first one.
You're on your own, buddy.
Did you know Scarface was a remake?
Yeah, from like the 1930s or something.
Yeah,
like
did you watch it?
No.
It's weird. It's not as, it's old.
Al Pacino's definitely better.
Al Pacino is fantastic.
But, so yeah.
All right, man, so.
You want to? What can I tell you about this the other day? Listen to John Taffer's podcast. I came across this podcast. Shout out to John Taffer.
Oh, yeah.
Liking the page. Good looks.
Hell yeah. Yeah, nice. I saw the same thing on Instagram. Sick. And I commented on it because I love his podcast, The No Excuses. And so I commented on it. And shout out to John Taffer. Thanks for checking us out. Like, I mean.
BDP, baby.
Hell yeah.
That's what's up.
I love John Taffer. Bar Rescue. What I love is he don't take shit from nobody.
He has a new show now called Marriage Rescue.
I know. What I love is I remember this one episode that he did where he, some guy was a big hothead guy. And I mean, they're all hotheads, right? And one guy was talking about saying something like he thinks that he knows everything. And John Taffer is basically like, if you knew everything, then I wouldn't be here.
Exactly.
And he goes, I don't need to be here. I can go home and I've helped thousands of other bars. Like, I don't really need to be here.
Why would you not take advice from John Taffer?
I don't know.
Why are you so thick-headed and stubborn? I guess that's what makes the world.
Yeah, boring. I mean, the thing is, it's like, why? Yeah, exactly what you said. Why wouldn't you take advice from somebody who's done it, who's in a position that you want to be in?
You're $400,000 in debt. You're like, ah.
Yeah, like, I know everything. No, clearly you don't.
Change my menu?
No. Anyway.
Dumbass. But yeah, so I was listening to his podcast, and he briefly said like the national holidays, the day's national holiday, like whatever it was, July whatever 13th, and he said, "Oh, today's national holidays are blah 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 blah," and I go, "What the hell?" So I googled national holidays for July, and I came out with a list.
Where is it?
Do you want to read it?
I do. What is it like?
Did you realize there's a national holiday every day, at least in July? I'll read you some.
The only national holiday that's in July is Independence Day, as far as I'm concerned.
Oh, that's on here. If you want to know.
It better be on. If it wasn't, I'd be even more concerned.
I'll just tell you some of these. Let's see. July 1st, National Postal Worker Day. Okay. July 3rd, National Fried Clam Day.
Fried clams?
Fried clam.
Not singular. Single not clam.
Plural, singular.
Okay, so you can only have one fried clam on that day.
July 3rd, National Eat Your Beans Day.
Make sure you eat them beans.
Let's see. July 7th. This is a good day. National Dive Bar Day. Go to a dive bar on July 7th. Hopefully the bars are into it and give you a free beer or something. Let's see. Oh, you got any cats or kittens out there? July 10th is National Kitten Day.
Not Cat Day. Kitten Day.
Kitten Day.
Now, okay, I have a question.
Tell me. I might have an answer. I don't know.
At what age are they no longer kittens and they become cats?
I fucking hate cats and kittens, so I don't really care.
I love them. I love a lot.
I mean, kittens are cute, but cats, don't care. But I don't know. I guess when they don't look cute anymore. There's definitely a stage when it's a kitten to a cat.
Or a puppy to a dog.
Puppies and dogs are always cute. And
like, I mean, my dog's 7 pounds. She's always a puppy.
Exactly. And I got 3 labs, and they're always cute and adorable.
She's what? What is it? 7 years for 1 year? 7 dog years? So she's like 50 years old, and I still call her a puppy? Still talking to her like, who's your good girl?
I still call my 70, 80, 90-pound dogs puppies. Come here, puppies. I still call them. I don't know why. I still do. Let's keep going on down this list. Can you think of any national holidays on...
Yeah, national, what is it, Paint Your Dog Day, Chase Your Cat Day, Lick Your Ass Day.
Shave Your Head Day.
Shave Your Head Day.
Why the hell not?
Suck Your Toe Day.
Oh, July 12th, Eat Your Jello Day. July 11th, National Mojito Day.
Oh, okay, look, that's, I mean...
That's a good day.
That's a good day.
But July 11th, the same day as National Mojito Day, is National 7-Eleven Day. That's why you get free Slurpees on...
Well, that makes sense. 7-Eleven. Yeah, that makes sense.
Kidding me? Oh, my birthday?
But it's just in this country. So, like, if you go to Germany on 7-Eleven, you can't get it because it's not a national holiday.
Oh, whoa. I see. Well, my birthday, July 13th.
Happy birthday, brother.
Thank you. 19 years young. Don't look a day over 19.
Bullshit.
Just kidding. I'm 28. July 13th, National French Fry Day. Solid. Everyone likes a French fry.
What's today?
Can I go through my birthday first?
Fuck, my bad.
It's my day.
My bad.
It's my birthday.
It's your birthday. You do it.
National Beans and Franks Day.
Wait, hold on. What happened to the eat your beans? And then they have 2 bean days in July?
I like to eat beans.
It's like bean month.
Well, I guess there's so many leftover beans from July 4th, they just said, fuck it. Let's just keep it going.
Just keep it going. Whole week, every day, eating beans.
And then National Delaware Day. If you're in Delaware, shout out to you. My birthday is your national holiday.
Wait, how is it a national Delaware Day? Because if it's Delaware Day, it's not national. You can't celebrate it in California. It ain't your day.
Apparently you can.
So it's no longer national.
Celebrate in Delaware in California. Yay! July 14th, though? National Nude Day.
National Nude Day.
Why is anyone not naked on?
Good thing we're not recording this on July 14th. Otherwise, it'd be kind of scary. The
Strombolian beans would be hanging out.
beans. 19th.
Why? There's one, and it's National Daiquiri Day. We got no daiquiris.
Why didn't we read that before we? Wait.
I wanted to spring it on. Why'd you
throw it? I wanted to read some of that.
I'm pissed we don't have daiquiris.
Damn it. I want to read. Hey, let me read some of these bad boys. Hold on. Let me
stay tuned.
Let me see what we got here. Okay.
They're good, man. I'm going to look at next month and see what next month has to.
National Corn Fritters Day.
Okay.
National Tattoo Day. Oh, this one's a World Day. You see this?
National World Day?
No, there's a July 17th is a World Emoji Day.
Oh, yeah. I think I heard of that, actually.
Really?
I think I saw it on local news. I was like,
national? It's on the news channel.
I think I saw it on News 12. I was like, really? National Emoji Day? What's going on?
Okay, so this one's...
Come on, rattle a couple off. Let's hear them.
National Junk... National Be Someone Day.
What day is that? That's going to be my day.
It's July 21st. National Be Someone.
Today I'm going to be somebody. Starting July 21st.
Not July 20th, but July 21st, I'm going to be somebody. And then July 22nd, I'm no longer that person.
I wonder how many days people are going to say, all right, July 21st, I'm gonna make a change.
July 23rd, Gorgeous Grandma Day.
Shout out to my gorgeous grandma.
Shout out to my...
Yo, that might be her birthday, actually. Oh, no, my phone's not here. That might be her birthday.
National Threading the Needle Day.
I'm threading the needle every day,
bro. Yeah, I'll thread that needle all day long.
Threading the needle all day.
All right, let's see. What else do we
got? I thought this would be hilarious because I'm like...
Buffalo Soldiers Day. Again, National New Jersey Day.
Buffalo Soldiers.
Oh, here we go. 27th, National Scotch Day.
Still got a couple.
Actually, that's my girlfriend's birthday, 27th.
Well, looks like you're drinking a scotch on her birthday.
I'll be in Niagara Falls, man.
Drinking a scotch.
I'll be drinking a scotch on the falls, smoking a cigar.
You'll be drinking... Oh, no. I was going to say, you'll be drinking a scotch on the rocks in the rock, but...
Yeah. On the falls.
On the falls.
Scotch on the rocks on the falls?
Yeah, you got it. I was
trying to say. Yo, that's going to be the caption for the post. Thank you, brother. I'm going to give you that's some credit for that. Last Friday in July.
Tell me.
This is funny because this is what I talked about in the last episode. National Talk in an Elevator Day. Talk in an Elevator Day. So, the last Friday in July, go into an elevator and talk to somebody.
Like, why can't we just go down to the local municipality office and say, hey, we want a national...
Good word.
Yeah, right. $5 word.
That's a $5. That's a college
It took me a lot to... Municipality... But why can't we just go down there and be like, hey, we want a national burn down podcast day?
Fuck yeah. Well, what was the Wednesday? The first episode. When did we release it?
We recorded it, I think, before July 4th.
It was last Friday, wasn't it?
We released it? A week from today. The day before my birthday, July 12th.
July 12th. That's National Burn Down Podcast Day.
Boom.
Means listen to the Burn Down Podcast. Don't go burn shit down.
Yeah.
Burn it down. It could be a loss in translation there.
But, I want to know what department you call or go into, and, hey, I want to make a National Daiquiri Day.
I'm going to make a National...
National Daiquiri Day. That's not that bad. That's the other one. Like, you're somebody, and you go into, and you talk about,
Comment your favorite... If any of you guys know another national day that's not in July, maybe if your birthday... falls on some national day that's out of the ordinary, like a Halloween, obviously. If it does, comment below. What is it?
How can you not say July 27th, nationally New Jersey Day? Yo, Jersey, you got a national day.
Again, it can't be a national day because once you cross the line, it's no longer New Jersey Day.
There you go. You go into a municipality office, right? Or you call up and you say, hi, can I talk to the national organization person day? And you go, I want to make a day for... I just read it. Where'd it go? Oh, National I Love Horses Day. And if someone says, that's a great idea.
That's a great fucking idea.
Let's do it.
Stamp it. That's a fucking sign. Stamp it. I don't know. I don't have a stamp, so I'd lick my finger and stamp it.
I don't know where you talk to these people or they come up with these ideas, but it is what it is. It's a national holiday. July 17th, I Love Horses Day.
So I love it.
Do you love it, though?
Not really.
I like the cigar more than I love horses.
I know. This cigar is fantastic, man.
What's today? The 19th? Did I go off what today is?
Today is the 19th.
I keep throwing the paper like it. I'm done, but I keep reaching back to it.
For effect.
Oh, yeah. National Daiquiri Day.
We just talked about that.
Yeah, duh.
Come on, bro. Get your life together.
Whoa, that's my line, man.
Dude, you say it in the first episode.
Hey, I'll brother, that's my weed.
Hey, man.
Can you say, you know where that's from? Hey, brother, that's my weed.
Is that Dazed and Confused?
No, that's, I now pronounce you Chuck and Larry.
Oh. You cool? Like how? Chuck and Larry, great movie. Anyway, bro, I think that's going to do it for episode two.
Two in the books, baby. Two in the books.
It's in the books, man. So we're just going to finish these smokes. Finish this, what's this, Kansas again?
Kansas Clean Distilled Whiskey.
Love it. And that's going to do it for this episode of Burndown, this episode podcast,
Burndown. It's a wrap, baby. It's
thank you guys for tuning in. Thank you for watching. Thank you for listening. Again, if you want any, want to hear us talk about any other topics, you can email us burndown.mail@gmail.com, or you can leave a comment in the YouTube video, or you can DM us. It's Burndown Podcast on Instagram.
Oh yeah, Burndown Podcast. We see it all, the DMs, the comments, the emails. Yeah. We appreciate all. We appreciate all the people on who subscribe to YouTube already, all the views that we got. I think we're over almost at 300, which is pretty decent.
Yeah,
I mean,
it's I think so. We're super grateful for all you guys that have listened and watched and shared it and all the support. So we hope you like this episode.
Yeah.
Episode 3 is going to be no clue when we record it, but it's going to be coming soon. So keep on the lookout for that. And
is there anything you want to talk about episode 3 off the bat?
I don't know, bro. Maybe.
Hopefully by episode 3, we'll have a nice burned down canvas picture behind us.
Yeah, so I think so.
Give you more of a backdrop to look at, not just these ugly mugs.
Take care, everybody. We'll see you next time.
Thank you, everybody. Salute.
Salute.